historical narrative.
Probably the same way, too.
Job might check. I don't know if Job might go back to the other, or may have sections of it where you saw it. There's one sign, there's one where you have passage over here, and the next line down right here, and here, all the way through. And one thing too, it helps you see acrostic patterns and that type of thing too. Acrostic is where they, like in a psalm, they'll begin the first letter of the first word is, and we'll begin with Aleph, and the next one will be Hey, and the next one will be Gimel, and Aleph, and so forth. And they'll do that just to indicate a pattern there.
Amazing. First three chapters of Job are normal.
What was the original purpose of that acrostic?
A good question to examine in view of inspiration, in view of, you know, what was God trying to do there. You know, but sometimes it's a purpose just to link it together. It's sometimes for memorization purposes and so forth too. It would certainly make it easier for that, but it ends that way.
Because if you know what the next word, the next letter of the first word is, then it helps you start
sure
that.
Does.
You know,
sure does. allegedly, I heard one time, I haven't had a chance to check this out, but the Book of Esther was often challenged as far as inspiration is concerned because the word Yahweh doesn't appear in it. But I heard that it appears acrostically a number of times. I'm not sure. That's all I've heard, so I haven't had a chance to check it. Maybe somebody for a project next year can check it out. Yahweh in the Book of Esther. Right. Okay, well, we wanted to, well, I guess we have to finish this part E first, then we'll go ahead and do part D and get into the next chapter here. does anybody remember who it was? I think we went with Doug and Jim was going to be next, got turned by the bell.
Yeah.
And he's not here. So maybe he remembers that show. we'll get him returned on there. Maybe Daniel, I guess he would have to be next then. I don't remember what sentence we left off with, though. I've got my marker, it's hard to tell.
The angel saying to her, where are you going? I don't know if
you're
the one asking it.
Okay. That sounds familiar. Yeah, where are you going?
I think we heard it.
Do you have the next one, though? Okay.
Yeah, where are you going? That's the last thing.
That was the last thing we had.
Yeah,
okay.
Right,
okay. All right. All right, start then with... Amara there.
I am. Amara hakat mikni sara bidnitni anokhi polakha.
Right. Okay.
And Hagar said, I am fleeing from the face of Sarah, my mistress.
Right. Hagar said, I am fleeing from the presence or from the face of Sarah, my mistress. Okay. Notice the Anoki Boraka is that construction where you have the absolute form of the pronoun with the participle. You get that real, real clear progressive aspect. I am fleeing. So it is clearly a progressive action. Okay. The next verse, Eric, sorry if I'm on here.
Amala Malacha.
This is Malach.
Yahweh. Shubi El Yiburei Yibir Teicha. Yibir Teich.
Yeah, Yibir Teich. Okay.
The angel spoke. No, that's not that. The angel of Yahweh said to her, return to your mistress.
Yes, return to your mistress. Notice the shubi is imperative form. The hirgil you should recognize as imperative to the feminine. But the problem is the shav here, we've had the verb, but we haven't really dealt with hollow verbs in imperative and perfect. But this shurik comes in there. So we haven't really covered that yet, but we will. Okay, then starting with that, Brian.
Yes, shame, vain. Share,
that's just So it is the direct object. But it's almost, when they change the word order like this, usually for emphasis. So it's almost the name of the son which you should bear and should fall. So there is the stress is being laid on the name of the son. Well, yes, in English we can do the same thing. The name of the son that you shall bear, you shall call him. We start with the same word order. We don't have a word like S, and of course, it's not until you get to the verb in English that you know that that what you just said is the direct object and not the subject.
I was thinking if you could consider S here like the preposition.
Oh, the preposition with?
With the name.
Oh, like with reference to or something like that? Probably not in Hebrew. They don't usually use that in that sense. They would use look or something like that to get that idea.
Why doesn't Ishmael? Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a proper, well, it's not only because it's a proper name. If it's a proper name, you would normally expect that, but it's a kind of a double object situation. The direct object is actually name. And if you call something something, the verb takes double, it's like a double accusative in Greek.
And why?
Apparently not. You don't see enough of them to maybe make a... You can look up that kara again as a verb. I think they said something about to call something something, and they may have covered it there just by indicating... they often use a lama, the preposition of lama, to do it, but... Does anybody remember the page for on the vocab?
Don't think they gave it there.
Probably did.
Tell Mary in the reading.
Yeah, we had to figure that llamas went out, didn't we, out of the reading.
Well, it was there. The situation was we came across the idiom in the exercise.
Yeah.
But it had been introduced in the vocabulary.
Yeah.
So wherever they have vocabulary is.
Well, I was just hoping it'd say something about this, too. But
we did that when we hit the perfect. Yeah.
I think we just have to say that this is a double accusative type of thing, or a double object kind of thing. And what you probably have to think of is this. Maybe one way to think of it in Hebrew would be this. The Ishmael is completing the idea of the verb. In other words, the son you're going to call Ishmael. So you might think of the whole verb as call Ishmael. You know, and then the object you're applying that call Ishmael to is the son. So, in other words, think of Ishmael as completing the idea of the verb with object complement, and the other as the direct object, and the S is going to designate the direct object. Mm-hmm. And this would be, of course, afford a means of telling which is the direct object and which is the object complement in a situation, too. In Greek, you usually have, the more definite one is the direct object.
And you could think of it like a predicate nominative, too. Like I mentioned to you in Swedish, like an object.
Yeah, right. In Swedish, he was mentioning that in Swedish they have a similar type of thing, but they use the nominative for it, or they did earlier in terms of the case ending faded out now, but they still call it that. And I don't know if you can call it really a predicate nominative, because that usually implies a certain type of verb, an equative verb, whereas this is not an equative verb. Let's put it this way: it's like what you in Swedish call that, that term. And but in Greek, you call it a double accusative or an object complement, depending on what the nature of the verb is. And English, I don't know if we call them object complements or not. English, I don't know enough about English grammar to know what they call them. Yeah, I got it down in Greek and Hebrew, but English, I don't know. Gil isn't here, so we could ask him.
That verb's on page 49, but it
doesn't say anything.
Well, it talks about. L is to call unto and L is to summon someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all it said. Well, really got to be something along those lines. So it's interesting to notice. But I think for our purposes, you can just think of it as Ishmael kind of completing the idea of the verb and the direct object being the thing that's receiving the action of the calling. Okay, any other question on that sentence? Okay, then we're starting with Shavah down here, next to the last line in the page of the section. Who's up next? Okay.
Shavah, Hazor, El Salah, Gavirta.
Okay.
Hagar returns unto Sarah her mistress.
Right. Hagar returns to Sarah her mistress. Okay. Then, next one, John.
Hagar, Ra'al, Raham, Ben, Waimikar, Abraham, Shem, Beno, Asher, Yalda, Harad, Ishmael.
Okay.
Hagar, four. Hagar, four. To Abraham, a son, and called. And Abraham falls, right?
Normally would have, because you got Beno, the construct was Beno, and Beno is definite. Yeah. Yeah. I might check the text and see. Maybe just get copyrighted the text. And I think we've indicated to you before that once in a while the evidence there, and that may be what's happening here. We'll find out. It's either an error on his part, just didn't put it in, if it had to be in the text, or he just accurately copied the text. I suspect that it's probably not the text someplace carried it through here. Because once in a while it doesn't happen.
Find it in English first, it'll be quick.
Yeah, John.
Right. We take it out of the text and then we justify it. If the Holy Spirit did it, then it's okay.
Because the land did it.
But if you guys do it on a test, you get it wrong.
What if we do that? It's the one place where it
is. It's more than one place. It happens more than, it's usually for, I would guess, for 40 meters. That is. Now, if anybody can find a reference, we'll go ahead with part D here. So, number one. Save time, I think I'll just go through these, but if you've got it written down here, you can ask any questions and so forth that you might have. I shall abandon my flock and return to the city. Okay, Ehazov, Ezri, Washavti, Ha'ira, or you could have El Ha'ir. Your forms, though, it's Ehazov. You've got Segol on the Aleph and Chatev Segol on the Ayin, and then Kolam on the Zayin. Azav is your form. You've got the imperfect form, and it's a Kolam type, one guttural, so you're going to get Segol, and of course the Aleph is the prefix. So Ehazov, Ezri. And that's just from the cycle of it. Was that word in this chapter?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So it's just from the cycle of pattern there. Yeah, three. What's the goal? And the problem there is you don't know what the vowel is going to be. Isn't that a problem? But A there is, it's a theory, it's a goal type, so it's all that pattern. So Ed three. Washavti. Now that's a.
Washavti. Wouldn't the Eric Yod soften?
No, that's not going to affect. That's only with the gods of us.
Okay.
This would be just Wishavti. Wishavti, Ha'ira, or El Ha'ir.
What if you said La'ira?
La'ir. That would probably be all right, although preposition lama is usually more of a dative idea. It doesn't have so much the directional sense to it. If you want to say, you went to the city, returned to the city, there's motion there. We have motion usually. It'd be much better L. I don't know if Hebrew would probably understand it if you said, but that would be what you commonly hear.
What's the head?
regarding that last passage. It's almost correct, except that they have Abraham in here. It's Abram.
Oh, they just have Abram? But
yeah,
they
but
don't have the yet.
No yet.
Okay, I'm sure that's why you put it.
But they do have Shem. They,
Oh, they do have it with Makat, Makat. Just an example of where you don't have an ad.
I hate to admit these things, but it'd be nice just to have a nice regular rule.
Because it opens the door to somebody making a mistake and arguing for it.
Genesis 16 and 15.
Genesis what? 16, 15?
Right, okay.
I mean, my text here in the book that Abraham is real bold faced.
Yeah.
So, so I don't know if they did that for a reason or not. There's no indication of it. Okay. Any other questions on number one, D number one? Okay, number two, they will serve the Lord all the days of their life. Okay. Ya'avdu would be your third person plural form for serve from Abad. Ya'avdu et Yahweh kol yamei chayehem for their life. Remember, life is a plural form, so you get plural suffix for it. So, okay, chayehem would be spelled chay with pata, yod with dagesh and zeri. Yod, Hey, Sigol, Me, Chayehem, Chayehem. And the first word there, Ya'abdu, with the Yod with Pathak, Ayin with Pathak, Beit with Shua and Dalat Shireh. Ya'abdu.
Does life have to have the article?
Does what? Life have to have the article?
Mm-hmm.
No. Let's see. All the things. No, you don't have the article because you have a subject.
You didn't
make the definite about that. Otherwise, it would. Yeah. If it was all the days of life, all the days of life or something, then it would be listed because it's their life. That's the definite on that.
So the name is dropped out of Chayim.
Yeah,
that's the way you.
Yeah, the im is just the im is just the plural ending. So you drop the im off and then put these other suffix on. So Chayim. Just like.
I was thinking of it as being, sort of a
permanent fixture. Yeah, you know, it's actually a plural form, and that plural form will chop off just like it would on anything. Okay, any other questions? Number three, I shall ride to the city on my donkey so that I may sell this property. That's an interesting sophistication here. Okay, Erkav, and that's the goal on the Aleph, and Reish with Shua, and it's the top on type of perfect, so you get pop up on the top, but it's base. So from Rakav. So it's Erkav. To the city would be Ha'ira or El Ha'ir. So Erkav, Ha'ira.
Do you think Ha'ira, do you need that something?
No, that's it's effectively a prepositional phrase, yeah. So it's not a direct object, it's just after we do a modifier here. Okay, then all Samori, that's assuming you assumed it was a male donkey, so that's what I assumed. So. All Samori, all with Ayin with Papa, there's a preposition upon. And Samori would be Chet with Tatas Papa, name Olomwal, Reish with Yerichyot, my donkey, just a possessive suffix. Al Hamori Lema'an, or in order to, or so that, Lema'an, you got the spelling of that, there's no change from the dictionary there. So Shua and the Lamas and Main, the Fathak and I and the Fathak. Lama'an, now you need to use imperfect with it. Mkor, Lama'an Mkor, or to sell Makar, and Mkor would be your first person singular form. Aleph, which is the goal, name Shua. Kaf with Dagesh because of the Vagadjapad and the postal in front of it, and Fulham, Rage. Okay, Mkor et Harakush Hazet. That was property. I'm assuming it's movable property. Okay, they're simply carrying on the donkey. So Harakush, that the hay with, the, remember your article is going to have comments on it because of Rage can't take Dagesh. And you'd actually probably want to put a message on it too, just in case. You know, the way he's doing it. Why would you want to put a message on it? Yeah. So it's not Horkush, right? Okay. Because since the word Horkush begins with a Shawa, you can get questions as to whether it's open or closed, and whether the comments is on the door. So Horkush, how's that?
I was thinking in terms of real estate sales.
Oh, would you use
yeah.
Use Adamar or what?
McNett.
Oh, McNett. Oh, okay.
Would you use Sin instead of Lamar?
Sin, that would be, that's more of a negative though. That would be less. See, so that not. Yeah, see, Sin means so that not. So it's just a negation of this. Lamar is kind of positive and Sin is negative. So what you would be saying is, I shall ride to the city of my donkey, lest I sell this property. So that I can sell this property, so that's not what you want to say.
Yeah.
But it functions similarly, it's followed by imperfect.
Maybe he's feeling a temptation to sell his land so he can clear out.
Yeah. You can read all kinds of things. It'd be interesting to give an assignment, you know, an English assignment or something, to write a composition based on the sentence. Put them all together in a composition. I mean, that would be interesting. You know, his sister is beautiful in appearance. He's an old man that has no offspring. Crazy man. You know, try to put all of them together, riding the donkey to sell property. Okay. It'd be an interesting story, wouldn't it?
Upon the way, his enemies came and slew him.
Because of you, though. All right to the city, I might not. Like, sell this property.
Right.
They won't want to kill me for it.
Well, you could end up in the story of Abraham here. Okay, number four, because of you, they will kill me and take my possessions for them, not for themselves. Okay, al devaracha, see, because of you, or on the matter of you, or you could have had ba'avuracha, if you want. Ba'avuracha, just taking ba'avur and then add the suffix, acha, second person masculine figure, which I'm assuming here. So al devaracha, remember al devar is a deal where you put the phenomenal suffix on there. It's the object, this kind of a quasi preposition is a pronoun. You just put the suffix on the noun like you normally would. So either al devaracha or ba'avuracha, because of you. Which one now?
The Indian Shua Kaf.
Yeah, Shua Kaf with comments. Yeah. Comments, yeah. Okay, because of you, they will kill me. That would be Yahargu with Pathaks. And you've got two full Pathaks here. Anybody know why? Yeah, rule of Shua. You got kind of the double rule of Shua here. So that Chathet Pathak on the hay becomes a full Pathak because the next syllable had a full Shua there. So Yahargu from Harag. Ofi would be me, kill me, Ofi. And take my possessions. Best thing to do here is just sequential is to go to a converted perfect form. So, Willakasu, just a perfect form with a wow, normal form of the wow in front. Willakasu Lahim. For them, I put that next, it is normally something. And we'll take for them as Rukushai, my possession. F Rukushai. I need the F because it's got a suffix post effer. Unless it's that example that we just saw. Okay. So F Rukushai.
What would be for
Oh, Mikneh. Let's see, did anybody figure it out for that?
I think it was plural.
You have to find the plural for it. See, I just
find the plural.
Mikneh,
you better just erase it.
Oh, okay, you had Mikneh.
Did you erase it?
I don't know, it's got a short syllable. And a close syllable. Did you check in the back?
I checked, but I erased it, so I...
Okay.
That's the problem.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah, better check that plural problem though, because you have to find out what the plural form is. I would just assume it was meaning, but well, it is really okay. But okay, so Mikneh would be, yeah, Mikneh would be correct. So you have the right form. That's what you'd expect, but sometimes after a while you get to expect something other than what you expect. I can guarantee you will be making much use of this table in the back the further we go here. You won't have to rely on it because it gets to be too many exceptions to remember. Yes?
Because if you could do, render that by, verb, then say, open top?
No, because it's not a verb with a direct object. See, with open top, you would be, effectively, that's the direct object form. This isn't a direct object anymore. It's really it's a pronominal suffix attached to a preposition. It's a pronominal object of a preposition, not a preposition. So the way that's done with these prepositions that are made out of nouns is to put this pronominal.
Could you have said Babur Ata because of you?
It's a possibility. It would probably just sound real stilted and formal. I don't get it. I mean, it'd be like somebody in English who makes just a mistake. In other words, they don't do it. They'll always use those pronominal suffixes when they can get by with it. We would rather, I suppose, that they use the absolute forms all the time and forget about all these vowel points. It's pretty easy, but I don't think you'd ever see it that way. I'm sure a person would understand you if you said it probably. Because
I was wondering if it would just be an emphasis.
Oh,
pulling the
I don't know. I just don't think that you'd ever say
it. Saying, you know, not just because of you, they're going to see, because of you, mm-hmm. they're going to come and take all my property.
Yeah, of course.
Because of you,
yeah.
they're going to come and take all my property.
Right. Well, it would certainly draw the attention there if they did that. I'm just not sure they would. Okay.
That's
nice
problem.
you just added more emphasis in Hebrew that time.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on number four? Did we finish it all? Yeah. Rukushai. Okay, so Mikneh would be the form if you want. But again, you see, probably, unless they're going to go and to his land and to take his, you know, if he didn't really have any land, other than what God said he could have. So the possessions he had were his cattle. And
well, if you go in plural, too, it would be a little rarer to have.
Yeah.
Can take my land, plural. Mm-hmm.
Okay, number five. His sister is beautiful in appearance. Okay, Ako So. Remember that almost looks like a plural, but singular. Ako So. Yafa Bimar Et. Bimar Et in appearance. gave you that as a vocabulary.
I use the, they have the same phrase back here, and he had a construct of Jepa Mara.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful,
okay. Beautiful appearance. Yeah. That would be all right.
It was kind of
sure. Jepa. Yafat Mar'eh. Is that all he had? Then he just didn't have the preposition. Because he's that beautiful in appearance here, and I prefer this other, but I think I would accept that. Okay.
Earlier here, he had, when we did that, he had that note down below.
Mm-hmm. In one of the,
one of the readings.
Right, number one, page 112, not the adjective and construct, but it says finding out beautiful in appearance.
Yeah,
just unusual in that the adjective is basically acting like a noun here in construct, and that's kind of what you did. You have an unusual usage there, but I would accept it. There. So Yafaf Mar'eh would be a possibility going from that example, but if you didn't have that example, you would be stuck with doing this. Yafaf Mar'eh. Any questions on that? Any questions about the form of his sister? Ako is a form for sister, singular. So you just put O on the end of it. Ako.
So what's the reading?
Okay, Ako Tho Yafa Limar'eh. Day number six. At the time the Kenite dwelt east of this place up to the desert. At the time, the Canaanites dwelt east of this place up to the desert. Okay? Really. Okay. Az is for at the time. Az Yashav Hakana'ani. Mekedem Lamakom Azeh Az Amidbar. That again here. Az for at that time. Yashav is the perfect form. Yashav Akena'ani. They give you Kena'ani for the Canaanites, but you put an article on it. The way the English is worded here, you have a problem because you don't always know how the Hebrew would word something like that, but assuming just try and translate the English. Would be the Canaanite just used singular. And Yashav, the Canaanite, you know, because you don't know whether he's talking about a specific Canaanite or whether he's talking about the whole group of them, but he's just using one as an example of the group, you know, that kind of thing would be a generic type of use. Okay, so it wouldn't really matter though, as far as we're concerned here, to use the singular form and then use singular verbs. Okay, and then dwelt east of this place, Mekedem, from east. Right, yeah. And you wouldn't say at either.
It's in construct, though. East of this place.
Right.
So it wouldn't take the at there, would it?
It's still in construct, but it's still not the except it's not the direct object of the verb dwell. You don't dwell something. The dwell is an intransitive verb. And so this would be considered more of a prepositional phrase idea. That's why I had Mekedem. Because it is a prepositional phrase. That's an idea. So Mekedem Lamakom Hazeh. East of this place.
Where do you have Lamakom?
On Lamakom?
I said Hazeh.
Was that the idiom? Must pick it up from me.
Mekedem.
Yes. Okay. That's what it was. A few vocabs back where they had east of. How far back?
On page 104.
104, okay. Yeah, under Kedem, you've got the Kedem left on the east end. Okay, that's probably that one. That's so long since I've done this. Okay. And then Az Hamidbar. after the last phrase, to the desert, up to the desert, kind of the idea of progression, up to the desert, or until the desert, you know, in other words, in that type of a physical description of things. Az Hamidbar. Okay, I'll read the whole thing again. Az Yashav Hatanani Mekedem Lamakom Hazeh Az Hamidbar.
And an Az would normally go before the verb?
Right, it's an adverbial modifier. I don't think it has to go there. Yes, you could. I don't think there'd be any problem there. Just because in a narrative, oftentimes, you know, this kind of gives an introduction to the time setting, and Hebrew would probably be, you'd probably find it first, too. Okay, number seven.
Can you read the Rasham?
Well, Sham is more of an adverb, it's not a noun. Yeah, the place is a noun. I see what you're saying. East of the place. East of there. And it kind of gets you off, though, because you can't really use Hazet to describe somebody. You're pretty much stuck with Makom there. Okay, question number seven. He is an old man and has no offspring. Behu zakein wa ein lo zera. Pretty easy, huh?
Yeah.
Hu zakein wa ein lo zera.
Did you stick?
You're saying amazing because you got right, or you?
Yeah, it's a very interesting phrase.
It is.
I mean, there's so many different ways you could go. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you wanted to, one of them.
Is it permissible to use Hayat?
He is an old man. Well, you'd be putting all the past then. You'd say he was an old man and had no offspring. That'd be the way you do that. You know, because if you wanted to say he was, but because it says he is an old man, he's an offspring. So who zakein wa'ein lo zera, seed, offspring. Okay, number eight. I am afraid of you and your men. Okay, now this is interesting. Depends on it depends on a lot of things here. Because of that fear, you see, they give you the verb here, and they give you lots of ways to put the object. Oh, Yari, okay, got it. You can use min, or you can use mipnei, or you can use simple object construction. So I'll do it all ways here for you, so whatever one you pick. I am afraid of you. Let's see. Okay, I was wondering if I had perfect here. Okay, Yareti, you're using a perfect just because it's a stated verb. So yareti, and then several options here. Either if you use mipnei, or the hardest one, it would be mipanecha. If you just use min, it would be just mimecha, just your form, you know, preposition min with the suffix mimecha. That might not be really, you have to remember what that paradigm was. Or if you use et, just otecha. So, Yareti, Mipaneka, excuse me, or Mimaka, or Otaka. And then, of course, the same thing can go with this, I'm afraid of you and your men. You would either have Mipnei, Anasheka, or you would have Ume, oh, excuse me, just Ume, no, that would be Ume, wasn't it? Okay. Well, these would be Ume. Okay. Ume, yeah, I maybe said it right in this phrase. Okay. So if you went with just the preposition min, then it would just be Ume Anasheka. Ume Anasheka, or Wa'ed Anasheka. You went to the third round. So, and you might have mixed them too, just for variety. I don't know.
I had Yeshme Yira, there is to me.
See? Oh, there is to me here?
Mm-hmm.
from?
Did you have an noun for fear? Did you find an noun for fear?
There isn't that in our
book. None at all. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Vocabulary, it says that when they used the word fear, they used the idiom like, there was fear to someone.
Oh, not right. Oh, I'm sure that would make sense. It wouldn't be wrong to say that. Yeah. It'd be more idiomatic. You know, I'm afraid of you because you say there's fear to me. And then you could still, yeah, because of, you know, probably would have to use something like, that's the problem I'm trying to decide is, well, what did you choose to, how did you get into because of? Did you use bottle words? Okay. That would probably work. So we have even another way to say it.
I just did it because that's the easiest way I could
do it. Okay. Well, it is, yeah, then you don't have to wrestle with the verb form here. Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, well, that's covered question 25.
I have a question on 25.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't understand, page 114, when it comes to that in junior.
Page 114. Okay. One general verb, that's a problem, or?
Yeah, and even at the top there, like that first one here, it has Kosova.
Oh, yes. Kosova.
Why did the whole of
reduce? Well, it's best not to think of it as reducing, it's best just to think of a whole different pattern. In other words, they've really changed the pattern here. instead of Kosova, you see, you would have had a form, and effectively it looks like the form is reduced, but it kind of reduces and slides over the first syllable. The first syllable used to have a schwa on it, now it's got a kamasa dusa. So, hard to know what the that's why I suggest the best way to think of it is just a different stamp.
Yeah,
right.
You see that form, sure. Change
your name. Yeah, right.
Just a singular.
Yeah, singular. Okay, let's
create
a separate entity.
Curious, why don't they give you all the forms of the imperative? They say it's no problem, so I assume all you do is just chop off the part of the imperative.
Well, it's no problem once you know the pattern for it. In other words, for the imperative, the main thing is knowing what happens to it in a stem. And then it's just a matter of adding uric yod for the, I guess it's not quite as simple as that. You get the uric there. The kithol becomes kithi, kithu, and kithol. So if you know what happens there, some of them are going to get you get a papak type imperfect. That's about the only thing that's going to make a difference there. And then when it's unusual or something, you know, the unusual feature of it is usually just found in that first person form, and the rest of it will follow through with that. In other words, if you look at the top page 150, we'll give you the imperfect on these two oddball ones that we discussed. And your problem here is with a one guttural, you would have had just shawa colon pattern. You would have had the bold. But I can't take schwa, so that's pretty understandable. And then the rest of the forms, if d and if do, so for those are fine. But then again, you get the same problem here. In this last form, you would have had a schwa for someone who's got that papa. But then when you get papak types, then you have to just note that it's kazak, and you've got a papak there instead of a polo. But the two middle forms there are still going to come out the same. You still get here and those. Then you get the papak back in that last form. The only problem, though, is that there are some verbs like bakar here, two gutturals, bottom page 113. And on that guy, you do get rule of shawa applied. I suppose. Yes, there is a problem if you consider the fact that shema and bakar do different things. The shema gets the kithetiric in the two little forms, where the other one gets papa. So I suppose that's the part that you would have some problem knowing. I don't know what the is.
I'm just curious because they never give, like, for instance, they hardly ever give. They always pretend to turn the form.
Of course.
on the budget? Okay. Here's the total skinny on Bakar, that one word. Call and if all the PL, who all the hip who include all in this case. I guess it don't get filed.
What book is that, Mike?
There's 201 Hebrew verbs fully conjugated in all the forms. That man's thinking.
Yeah.
Where'd you have to pick this up?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know if it's popular? Just biblical verbs or is it modern?
It's more modern.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So I guess the only real complication is you can pretty well predict what the rest of the forms are if you know if the second person masculine singular form, with the exception of those ones that go ahead and get a pasach and rule shua in that second. Some of them are going to be, maybe I guess we can, it would seem to be, it only has to do with the guttural in the second position. I think you can probably be safe. If the guttural is in the second position, that's where you're going to get the other. So it's probably all right. You just remember that. Can't think of anything else to be a problem. And that's the reason why they don't give you any of this form. The guttural in the second position apparently doesn't have any back and forth on that. It's the guttural in the first position that gets you in trouble. And that's why section 103 is there. Okay. I guess that runs consistent all the way through. Yeah, like Bakar, then instead of getting a hirik, you see, because you have a guttural that can't take shawa, it's going to get hopped at pasach on the second one, so the first one will be the full vowel corresponding to the short vowel to get pasach. So if you just think of the rule of shawa applied to a guttural there, then it'll come out. I guess the only other thing you have to be careful of, though, is with the three olives, like kara. It's okay in those, in the feminine form and the masculine plural. But when you get to feminine plural, then you get that the goal, karena. But if you remember that pattern of three olives, then I guess you'll be all right that way too. So really, if you know the kinds of verbs that are in the bottom page 113, you'll have it made as far as being perfect. Okay. I mean, imperative.
And those ones that the
reality
and
the
federal, now in the past the second person has a comment, but the passive always has a comment. So we can apply the same rule. Like whenever we've had it says you have a pasach, you go to the goal, the imperfect.
Yes.
But here we don't have a pasach, we have a comment.
Oh, yes, okay. Well, that's why they kind of set them apart as separate here. If you get, they had to do this for you on the top page, right, page 115. If you get both one guttural and three olives, like kata, they give you the whole paradigm here, so it show you what happens. But basically, you get the gold pattern all the way through. So they just had to know that for you because of the problem, see. Because it is a comment, instead of a pasach, you can't necessarily apply the same thing with a pasach, although generally that's the case. So they just give you the whole pattern for it. So we're doing something to our...
I watched them draw a cylinder and a bunch of things, and a conical shape, like all that just by putting a point here and a point here and asking for certain pieces of information to be good. And it would draw out the exact focus from all
they have color plotters there. That was a big thing.
Oh, yeah, that was imaging.
Dark pictures. And they had some analog converters.
Even the Macintosh, which Hugh was going to look at. We looked at the guy who was working on a particular kind of drawing board. He had to get done an architectural drafting on the Macintosh using all the different. They don't use colors that I wanted in black and white, so they've got little cross grids and little dot styles. So it looks just like drafting, just like you do with the drafting where we had to put your concrete dots and they on your boards and stuff had to be a certain line structure. And so they had all of that. And I had about 25 or so different types
that
of little colors.
That one down
for doing their drafting. He had drawn a complete building there, a complete architectural drafting building, and then moved around on the landscape.
That was, you know, they started out 8-bit computers, which is basic.